You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on a Thursday afternoon. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. Pick up those tickets for the All-Day Ag Outlook, WILLAG.org, or 800-898-1065. That's 800-898-1065. Online, willag.org, just $30. There, it's the All-Day Ag Outlook is the 8th day of March. Now, let's turn our attention to the weather forecast. The Climate Prediction Center has released some new information, and I know that Mike Tenorum at T-Storm out of Chicago has been taking a look at that. He joins us now. Hey, Mike, thanks so much. What'd you think of what the Prediction Center had to say, and really, what does it show us for the summer and for our near-term spring months?
Well, for the summer, they're basically showing a high probability, or at least a fairly high probability, for most of the U.S. to be warmer than normal from June through August. For the central U.S., we tend to agree with that based on the probability for the ongoing El Nino to further weaken, and also because we've been in an unusual period of mildness that basically started with a heat wave back in early September, for those of you who remember that. There are statistics that show that when you're very warm from September through February, which includes all of the autumn and winter as far as meteorologists are concerned, that often reappears the following summer. So that's one of the reasons we tend to agree with the Climate Prediction Center's forecast. Whether or not that ultimately turns out to be a significant heat wave in June, July, or August, that we don't really know for sure at this point. But that's what we're going to be watching for closely once we get into the later spring and early summer. For the spring, the more interesting part of their outlook is that they're forecasting a hard red winter wheat belt to be wetter than normal from March through May. We're talking about Nebraska south into Texas. Now, we do agree that normally when you have an El Nino like we have now, and it weakens as is also occurring now, you typically end up much wetter than normal in the central and southern plains, and usually across the Corn Belt too for that matter. So that will be the risk going forward, is that eventually we end up turning wet, which sometimes can lead to planting issues for corn and soybean producers. Now, the only thing we would mention, and this is probably where the interesting part comes in, is that if you look at rainfall over the last 60 days from the desert southwest into the U.S. southern plain, much of this area has been unseasonably dry since about the middle to end of December. Now, this area would typically be wetter than normal when you have an El Nino of this magnitude. So whether or not we continue to dry out or turn sharply wetter over the next several weeks remains to be seen. The 10 El Nino situations that we've had since 1960 that weakened similarly to the one that's weakening now, only two of those springs were considerably drier than normal, one being in the famous drought of 1988 and the other one being in 1966. The main difference between 1966 and 1988 is that once we moved into the summer, 1966 turned a lot wetter, and corn and soybean producers were thankful for that. In 1988, it didn't happen. Or whether or not that's recurring now is very difficult to say, but we can only say that to this point, El Nino has not performed to expectations from the desert southwest into the southern plains.
Hey, Mike, thanks so much. Mike Tenora, of course, is with T-Storm Weather out of Chicago, Illinois. He joins us on this Thursday edition of the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.